Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Horsing around in the shower with children. And now he says, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe not. Well, first of all, I don't know why his attorney let him have that interview, but this is guilt on guilt. You know, the specifics I don't need to hear anymore. I'm already completely disgusted.
There's Dr. Drew Pinsky saying pretty much what most people are thinking about Jerry Sandusky in the interview that he gave to Bob Costas earlier this week. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits. This week's discussions on talk radio stations and programs with good hosts all across the country. Yes, politics, we'll get to that. But first, let's listen to more of Dr. Drew talking to attorney Trent Copeland and Peter Palillo, who is a survivor of child abuse. Got an organization that Sandusky, why am I telling you the story? Let them tell you the story.
Why did the attorney let him do this interview?
You know, you and I had the same discussion several weeks ago, and we talked
about Conrad Murray. Same exact name.
And we had the lawyer who allowed his client to give this two-hour-plus interview. I don't understand for the life of me why a lawyer would allow his client, who has so much exposure, who has so many things to answer for, to start that answering process outside of court of law. Because, look, remember, all of these statements that he's given now to Bob Costas, to these various television and radio networks, any of that stuff is all discoverable, and he can be it's all incriminating. And it all
sounds like some laws were broken there in my mind.
Inappropriate touching. That is a battery in and of itself. It's a sexual battery.
He's admitting naked in a shower with a 10-year-old. This is unbelievable. Peter, you yourself were a victim of this kind of behavior. What are your thoughts on hearing the Sandusky interview?
Well, what's sad, Dr. Drew, is that an interview and statements like this just re-victimizes these young men once again. It was clear to me, obviously, this man's in complete denial and displays the classic characteristics of being a significant narcissistic person. Making it about how everyone's misunderstanding him and his innocent actions of taking a shower with the boys is ludicrous at best. As a survivor, and as I write in my own book, and as the young men from Penn State described in the grand jury report, the type of sexual violations and acts are not from merely being in a shower with this man. It's just beyond comprehension that he would get on and say that it was horsing around.
Horsing around, yeah, that does strike one as being rather silly. Well, maybe that's not a strong enough word for it. Sick is probably the right word for it. We've all had in our day roughhousing with our father or mother. Or, I don't know if you roughhouse with your mother, but it's creepy kind of. 800-510-8255. Okay, Tamron Hall here on her program talking to Michael Smirkanish, who's a radio host, about the validity of recent comments made by Penn State assistant coach Mike McQuarrie. Now, the reason Smirkanish has some starch in this is because his program it emanates from Philadelphia.
If we believe McQuarrie, if he has some credibility left here, in this email he's saying he contacted police. We're trying to find out or hear from the campus police here. What is your take on this? Because some believe this is where we start to unravel if there was a cover-up here.
The grand jury report found him to be very credible. The same grand jury report, page 7, quote, the graduate assistant was never questioned by university police. So, you know, there's a conflict somewhere between what McQuarrie is saying or insinuating in that email and what the grand jury reported. Here's one solution, Tamron. Perhaps McQuarrie is making reference to the fact that when he had a meeting with the senior vice president for finance and business, Gary Schultz, that he believed Schultz was responsible for the campus police, and that's what he's referring to in the email. Otherwise, it's totally new data, and it's not explained.
Yeah, but Michael, in it, he does say the person who oversaw the campus police or whatever, but he says he took a report to police. Who is he talking about here?
You have to believe, Tamron, that if he said that to the grand jury, and why wouldn't he if it were accurate, it would be in this grand jury report.
So
I find it very significant that it's missing.
Which is what I want to ask you as an attorney, and you know this, would the grand jury report include everything, or is that an abbreviated version of what he told them?
The report definitely does not encompass everything, but on that kind of a significant issue, I would expect it to be here, and I wouldn't expect to read a line that says he was never questioned by university police.
All right, so there's host Michael Smirkanish, 800-510-8255. The Penn State scandal seems to be encouraging victims of child sexual abuse to come forward and share their experiences, many of them hidden for years. If you listen to some of the stories that are showing up, collective empowerment for victims, is that what it's about? A lot of attorneys getting in on these abuse cases. Do you feel that this is another payday for them? Who do they go after? A lot of people, I think, that have been through, honestly, there is an isolation, there's an aloneness that comes with this. But then there's the other side of how much can you be a victim? You tell your story. What it does, I think, is make people more aware. You watch enough of Law and Order SVU, and these sorts of things come out all the time. My concern may not be what everybody else is thinking about. I'm thinking about why these people, the guys like Sandusky, where do they get their urge? Why do they do what they do? Find that out, and you can somehow or other figure out how to pull the plugger. But get to it. And there's always been, you go back to Greek days and read some of the stories about the men and the way that they conducted themselves. This is something that has been a perversion with some men through history. Why the heck is it so? And do we leave it as it has been forever thus? 800-510-8255. More on this. Some of the victims, I say, are lawyering up. There's a lot of that going on, and we'll get to that in a few moments here on The Countdown.
The cold season. The 100 toughest days of the year. When noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Over to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The Penn State situation is where we are. The scandal blaring in the news. Hundreds of people around the country who have been sexually abused as children are watching. Some of the people who have gone through this experience have impositions of silence. Each of the people that have been through this that I'm talking about, confidentiality agreements that bind them to secrecy, most of them having to do with the Catholic Church abuse scandal of the past 10 years or so. So you've got these, you know, again, it's unnerving. I think that's the word I come up with first. Here's Martha McCallum interviewing a couple of attorneys, one Trenny Stovall, the other Tamara Holder, about the interview. And again, I said a lot of lawyering up going on.
What do you think about what Jerry Sandusky did or did not do for his own case here?
I am baffled as to why his attorney would have advised or allowed him to speak. There is nothing that he said that is going to help his case, criminally or civilly. It's going to be used against him. He's given up his Fifth Amendment right, and it's going to be used as a statement against interest. When you say something, you can't come back later and plead the Fifth and say, I don't have to testify to that. They're going to use it and say that he acknowledged that he had inappropriate contact with children.
Tamara, what's your take on it? It almost feels like his attorneys have just, in some ways, thrown up their hands in this case.
Well, I agree that there's no reason, good reason, why he should have spoken to the media or publicly. But in a lot of cases, specifically like in Blagojevich, when we saw him talking pre-trial, this is their only opportunity to talk to the potential jury pool. And that is what I think his goal here is. I totally disagree with it. I would never advise my client to do that. But like I said, this is his only opportunity to speak to the potential jurors and possibly get in somebody's mind and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, I was a coach and I've showered with boys and, you know, I'm not a sex offender or something like that.
You know, I also want to bring up this email from Mike McCreary, because so much of this case is going to hinge on witnesses, because as you pointed out, Tamara, in the notes before, DNA and things like that are not going to be applicable at this stage of the game because it's so many years ago. This is the young man who worked for Penn State, you know, as a football coach as well, assistant. Here's what he says about walking into the shower and witnessing, according to the early reports, the rape of a young boy. And he, in his own defense, he says this: I did the right thing. You guys know me. The truth is not out there fully. I didn't just turn and run. I made sure it stopped. I had to make quick, tough decisions. And you imagine in your mind, Trenny, the scene of finding this man, if indeed this is what happened, with this young boy, and this assistant coach walking in and seeing it, and then turning around and saying he had to make a quick decision. What do you make of all that, Trenny?
I appreciate the fact that he says that he stopped the behavior, whatever he says he saw, right? But that even begs the question that why then did he not immediately go to the police? There should have been no question. He had a standard of care. There was a responsibility as a provider of care for children and for youth that he was to protect them. And protecting them doesn't mean just that moment and that incident. He had an obligation to go to the authorities and stop the behavior immediately.
You know, I'm looking at some of these refresher stories, things that Sandusky did, like buying one boy golf clubs and a computer, took him swimming at a hotel pool, wrestled with him, and invited him to sleep over at his house before he sexually assaulted him. That's according to the report. What kind of... Hey, 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Yeah.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the focus on the Penn State scandal is where we are in this first half hour of the countdown. And the charity that Jerry Sandusky founded now under scrutiny for whether it acted swiftly or effectively enough after it was informed of allegations that Sandusky had sexually assaulted and abused boys. The foundation was supposed to be helping. That makes this even more... This really gets sticky here. Here's radio man Gene Muller talking to Aaron Katursky, a reporter on ABC, about Sandusky's charity. A little more investigating going on.
As this story continues to play out, Aaron, there are so many angles to discuss, including the fact that all these people over the course of time seem to somehow, in a very small college town where Penn State is the industry, they all seem to be somehow connected.
It's an amazing thing how widespread Jerry Sandusky's influence went and how widespread his connections were, not just in State College, but beyond. If you look at the roster of people listed as honorary board members of his Second Mile charity, they include famous actors and athletes and businessmen. And now there are questions about what that charity knew of Sandusky's alleged acts and when and whether it did anything. The charity has started its own investigation. The CEO has resigned after 28 years, and Jerry Sandusky himself is denying that he's a pedophile, which is far too much to take for many people watching, including the mother of victim number one, as he's known in court records, who says that watching Sandusky deny that he's a pedophile in that interview with Bob Costas made her sick.
Yeah, watching that interview and hearing Costas at that one point say to Sandusky, okay, you see, all these kids apparently aren't telling the truth. All these witnesses aren't telling the truth. All these other people who say they saw you doing untoward things with kids aren't telling the truth. You must feel like the most persecuted man in the world, and Sandusky really had no answer for that. I'm wondering how that whole interview played out to the folks there in State College.
Well, to this one woman, who's the mother of victim number one, as he's identified in court records, she said that she's even upset that he's free on bail to be making these comments. She said he should be behind bars, not granted that $100,000 bail, that Jerry Sandusky chalking everything up to horseplay She said, no, it's not a game. It was a deliberate attempt on his part, she says, to meet boys, including her son, through his charity, to later molest. She said that charity was nothing more than recruitment for child molestation, and she's terribly angry about it.
Yeah, and the judge in that case that granted that relatively low bail is also working, or did work at one time, was on that charity, did work with Sandusky in that regard. It just shows you again how much everybody in this very small town knows each other. Is there anyone in hindsight looking back and wondering what Sandusky was doing, even being on the air with Bob Costas? Because it would seem the consensus nationwide is the dude did himself no favors.
Well, that seems to be the consensus of many criminal defense attorneys we've spoken to who say the first rule is don't let your client talk. However, maybe it was part of some kind of legal strategy. Let him admit to showering with boys. Let him admit to having a fondness for young boys. It's far better that he admit to those things than to the far worse crimes that he's alleged to have committed. We'll see if it's a strategy that ultimately pays off or hurts him.
One of the things that's becoming obvious as you nose around is look at all of these, the Jerry Sanduskys of the world who have been sort of the conversations about abuse and trust have been put off and put aside. Respected people who set up charitable or social groups for children only to be implicated in some form of child sexual abuse. And the more I look around, the more a frightening reality emerges. Institutions of trust. There have been lots of there's one outfit out in Portland, Oregon that was accused of 300 sexual abuse cases, victims numbering in the hundreds at an organization that was supposed to be helping children. What does this say about our society? Not all of these are going to be bad, but they're all going to be suspect. You can be sure of that. All right, so we'll put this on hold and we'll focus next on the presidential race, that's up and coming. Who's ahead? What are the polls saying today? That's the structure of the conversation next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Here she comes, here she comes.
That's Bonnie Tyler on the soundtrack of Giorgio Moroder's Metropolis, now on home video for the first time in more than 20 years. Film purists were outraged when Moroder took Fritz Lang's 1926 sci-fi classic and added his own score, sung by stars like Freddie Mercury, Adam Ant, and Pat Benatar. But now we can enjoy this Metropolis as a delightful time capsule of not just one, but two unforgettable eras. Now this. You know the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tom Hanks reinvents himself in Larry Crown, Johnny Depp sets sail again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
And polling and the presidential race. Now we'll move along as we get into the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in here. You can join us at 800-510-8255 should you desire. Let's see how much time we can spend focusing on the latest from who's on top, as it were. That is Newt Gingrich, in a manner of speaking. Here's talk host Jay Weber with some reasons for not liking or for those who are on the right side, the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, not to support Newt Gingrich.
Gingrich, we have seen. He has a track record we can look at. We've seen he's a headstrong personality. He talks a conservative game, but he's really a D.C. establishment guy. He is going to be an immediate centrist president, I think. In fact, I guarantee it. Yeah, he will repeal Obamacare if he has vowed to do that. He'll also I think, be the one who is far more likely to veto or soften or modify pieces of conservative legislation that might pass the Congress. Gingrich can be an impossible, arrogant man who easily slides off of his conservative rails. We've seen this in the past. He can do decidedly unconservative things. Whereas Mitt Romney isn't as headstrong, and he wants so desperately to be president, that he has taken 50 blood oaths already, convincing us a conservative. Once he gets into office, he is going to have to make good on that word. He's going to have to, by God, be conservative. And I realize I'm thinking several steps ahead on this, but I think I'm right. And it runs counter to everything that you're going to hear from the D.C. establishment or from Gingrich supporters. They're going to prop Newt up as a conservative alternative to Romney, but in truth, he's not. He has, in truth, more flip-flops than Romney does on big issues. Really bought into global warming. Has been an ethanol lobbyist. has taken big money from Freddie Mac as a, quote, consultant. He has all sorts of things that are going to come back to haunt him here. He supported amnesty for illegals. He supported George Bush's new prescription drug entitlement. He's not as conservative as they suggest he is. At least he's had some very unconservative positions. And I'm telling you, Newt would be the one who would be far more likely to stand in the way of the conservative agenda. He's far more headstrong. He would on the notion that it's too radical. Remember, he already called. Remember, he almost killed his campaign before it started because he called Paul Ryan's Medicare fixes too radical. Okay, he was telling the truth there. He was telling us what he thought. Mitt Romney has endorsed Paul Ryan's Medicare fixes and his pathway to prosperity. Newt called it too radical. So if Newt's president and Paul Ryan's Medicare changes manage to get past the House, do you think Newt signs them or do you think he weakens them, waters them down? Says they're too radically right-wing, as he did several months ago. You're telling me that President Newt wouldn't go squishy under the pressure of the D.C. Beltway crowd and veto them or alter them so radically that they had no real teeth? I think you'd do it in a heartbeat.
All right, so there's an example of a host, Jay Weber, who speaks to that narrow band that is consistent and strong in terms of outreach and work. But those thoughts are what gets us into the trouble that we're in right now. Yes, you do have to be a moderate because not everybody thinks like you, sir, and not everybody in the country, not even close to a majority. You have maybe 5 or 6% of the country that's in your camp, enough to get good ratings for a good radio program. But after that, it doesn't serve much to look at the future of the country and see the squabbling continue, which is what happens if people on both sides don't see the folly in their approach. All right. Having said that, let's move on to another radio host named Jen Bryan, who talked about Herman Cain's interview problems.
Herman Cain, I am convinced now. I honestly am convinced now. It's not the sexual situation with the ladies. Where are the ladies? That is going to hurt Herman Cain. It's his lack of knowledge when it comes to foreign affairs. It's his lack of just grasping basic things he should know when you're going into a debate. You would think that Libya might come up. Herman Cain gaffed so bad during the debate, and this was worse than Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin at least made it look like she knew what she was talking about. If you think she's a moron, see, I don't. I think Sarah Palin is a smart woman who has been vilified and made to look like a complete idiot by the media. The same way that the media makes Obama look like a Mensa member when he's in Hawaii and says that Hawaii is part of Asia and 57 states. Oh, yeah, he did. Check out my Facebook page. But Herman Cain said this. Chris, you have that from the last debate. And then he reacted to what people are saying. He said, what's the big deal? I pause, you know, one of those pauses so I can gather my thoughts. But this is what it sounded like. If you haven't heard this yet, and if you have, forgive me. But for those of you that haven't, here's what it sounded like at the last debate with Herman Cain on Libya.
Do you agree with President Obama on Libya or not?
Okay, Libya. President Obama supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree.
All right. Well, actually, that was my bad. I'm sorry. That was from he messed up during the debate, but this was during a interview that he did with the Milwaukee Journal. Right. So he was actually sitting down with somebody. So he screws up at the debate part one. And then you think, OK, he might fix things and look a little more knowledgeable. Right. When it comes to, again, the basic situation in Libya. The presidential candidate seemed, he looked flustered. Not only that, but when he's asking questions of the reporters that are asking, like, right, isn't that, are you serious? Then he makes this, he says this about, well, why is everybody tripping out about what I said about Libya?
They asked me a question about Libya, and I paused so I could gather my thoughts. You know, it's really complimentary when people start documenting my pauses. You know, it's one thing to document every word. It was a pause. That's all it was. Good grief.
No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. Somebody said to me, do you think he even knows where Libya is on a map?
You know what? Another sort of disgusting couple of minutes listening to her and all of this hoopla I'm not a, I don't think I'm in the Herman Cain camp. Not that I ever was strong. I think he has some very important and good ideas. But the way these people, there's this expectation of perfection that is ridiculous. It's nauseating to listen to some of these people like Jen Bryan talk about the gap and the gaps and the stuff. What do you think? These people are perfect? And it's because of people like you that the really good people won't run, because you think they want to have themselves chastised because they take a breath? Maybe he knows the answer. Maybe he doesn't. But to take it apart based on that, first of all, they didn't even really think, nor it doesn't seem to me, frankly, that it's, I don't use the word acceptable, but it just seems that under that circumstance, you're talking to a newspaper board, that you're not going to have everything showing up on the nightly news in 15 minutes. Okay, so let's talk about Ron Paul. Shall we do that? Ron Paul. Before we get to Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann, because she hasn't had much airtime lately. This is from our Countdown affiliate, WTMA, in Charleston, South Carolina, where talk host Richard Todd has a conversation with Michelle Bachmann about the economy.
There are a number of people in the Republican Party who feel that you cannot address the fiscal urgency of the situation in our economy and our money in America without dealing with foreign policy. There are those who feel the biggest threat to this country is actually our ever-increasing debt and our inability to maneuver with this debt that continues to grow and grow. And there are those who would like to see defense cuts because of the dozens and dozens of, I should say, hundreds of military installations in dozens of countries around the world. Would you be open to any defense cuts at all? Or is that a sort of a renowned sacred cow for the Republican Party? Would you not be looking at any defense cuts?
No, I think that you're exactly right. We are in a terrible situation. We're $15 trillion in debt. When I came into Congress in January of 07, so that's just over 4 years ago, we were in debt $8.67 trillion. And with the debt ceiling getting reached at $15.7 trillion next year, what that means is we will almost double our national debt in about 5 years' time. That's just absolutely unsustainable. Now, as I said, we can absorb some cuts in our military, but again, here's an area where we can look and where we can save a tremendous amount of money. In the area of procurement, when we buy weapon systems, for instance, or ships, or when we build aircraft, we do it today on a cost-plus-fee basis. In other words, however long it takes the manufacturer to build the item, they get paid more, and we pay them that cost plus the fee. So they make more money the longer this project drags on. I would instead go with a fixed price basis, and that's to give the person incentive that you're only going to get so much money for this product, and that's it. And we have wasted so much money by overpaying for weapon systems, and this is something that we can do almost immediately. Senator Graham is on board with this idea. John McCain is on board with this idea. And there is a military-industrial complex in Washington, and they need to stop making money off the American taxpayer.
Yep, I think she's right on that one. That's a good song. That's a good note. Even many of you that, oh, we've got to have our defense. You have no idea how much money is wasted. The waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Remember the Government Accounting Office story from 4 or 5 months ago evaluating the $700 billion proposal for military spending, and they maintain and reported and backed up with facts the reason for cutting the military budget to $460 billion, because the difference between the $460 billion and the $700 billion is the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that exists in the Department of Defense. Next in the focus, the story's latest, if you will, on how Ron Paul is doing. That's on the Countdown in a few moments.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's have some time with Ron Paul. Here he is talking about the problem with student loans.
I want to turn the attention to why we're here on this campus and what many students are very interested in, and that is the fact that, Congressman Paul, right now we are looking at student loan debt that is near $1 trillion. Americans owe more on student loans right now than credit cards, and the average debt for a college senior right now is over $25,000. It's obviously a very hot topic right here on this campus and with students across the country. Just listen to what they have to say.
Tuition rates have increased roughly three times that of inflation over the last three decades.
More students have to take out loans or forego college.
My generation is graduating with student debt levels at an unprecedented level.
So, Congressman Paul, you've already talked about the fact that you want the Department of Education. You've said that you want to get rid of federal student loans. So how would you make college more accessible, more affordable for these students and students around the country?
Well, I think you proved that the policy of student loans is a total failure. I mean, $1 trillion of debt, and it's going to be dumped on the taxpayer. And what have they gotten? A poor education and costs that have skyrocketed because of inflation, and they don't have jobs. There's nothing more dramatically failing than that program. So, no, there is no authority in the Constitution for the federal government to be dealing with education. We should get rid of the loan programs. We should get rid of the Department of Education and give tax credits if you have to help people. But the inflation is the big problem. Three times the rate that the government admits inflation is, and that is natural and normal. When governments inflate the currency, it goes in the areas that the government gets involved in. Housing, high prices skyrocket. Stock market, skyrocketing prices. Medical care, skyrocketing. Education.
How do they pay for it? How do they now pay for college if they're not?
The way you pay for cell phones and computers. You have the marketplace there. There's competition. quality goes up, the price goes down. Can you imagine what it would have been like if the Department of Homeland Security was in charge of finding one person or one company to make the cell phones? I mean, it would have been a total disaster.
Ron Paul, the problem with student loans. The Talk Radio Countdown program on Armed Forces Network, 177 countries, available to sailors on U.S. ships at sea. Happy to be saying hello and thank you for your service here on the Countdown.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Super Committee of the Congress, the members of both the House and the Senate, were trying to cut things. The budget is, as of yesterday, the debt that we have, you and I have, is $15 trillion. 15 since Congress upped the amount of money we could borrow. $15 trillion. Here's host Mark Reardon with Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin about what he thinks is going to happen with this super committee.
What do you think is going to happen with the fiscal committee?
Well, there's a perfect example. We put an offer on the table. We said we will even raise revenues through getting rid of loopholes and lowering everybody's tax rates, and we'll still have a net revenue increase, and we'll cut over $1 trillion in spending. And the kinds of spending cuts that our negotiators put in that package were designed to get Democrats' appeal. We put out a budget that cut $6 trillion in spending. Clearly, we can cut 1.2. We put that on the table, and they keep walking away from it. The Democrats have told us they can't get agreement on their own with what they want to do on the super committee, let alone negotiate with us. And it seems to us that the White House is more interested in seeing this thing fail than succeed, given the actions and the rhetoric that they've taken of late. But nevertheless, in the House here and Senate Republicans, we're trying to get something done. We're looking for any opportunity to take a bite out of this deficit, to get some spending under control. We'll take this as an opportunity. We want to, because we already passed a budget to fix the problem. But again, Mark, here's where we are. The Senate isn't doing a budget. They didn't do one last year. They didn't do one this year. They're not going to do one next year. The president hasn't made a proposal. And now they seem to be walking away for the time being from the select committee from even getting a small down payment on the problem. And so that's why we're frustrated.
Do you think then, and let me ask you how the Bush tax cuts play into this, because some of this, if I understand it correctly, and the disagreement on the super committee is the math, right?
Yes.
And how the tax cuts play into this. What are your thoughts on that?
So just remember, in 14 months' time, tax rates go up across the board. With the health care tax increases that kick in then as well, the top income tax rate in America goes to 44.8%. It's not just, you know, the rich, you know, it's not just the baseball player, the movie star who plays that tax rate.
Everybody.
It's everybody. It's all those successful small businesses, you know, who are the job creators that get hit with this tax increase. So it's putting a chilling effect on our economy now. We're saying, let's prevent that from happening. And rather than keep all these loopholes in the tax code that are mostly enjoyed by higher income individuals, get rid of the loopholes so everybody can have a lower permanent tax rate so we can get this economy growing. And they're saying no to that. Even though it gives more revenues, which they've been asking for, they're saying no to that because they truly want these higher, steeper tax rates, which is really a job killer. It is really, they're interested more, I think, in class warfare and redistribution, no matter how bad that is for the economy, but they think it's a good political plan for 2012, than getting an agreement with us to raise revenue for this committee and lower everybody's tax rates and give businesses certainty going forward as to what their tax rates are going to be in the future so they can plan and create jobs today.
Some of the Occupy protesters don't get where jobs come from. Where do you think people get hired? How do they get hired? It's basic education, sort of like Economics 101. The Obama plan on taxes relies on his experience not having run any businesses. Here are talk host Chris Sullivan. Chris Sullivan. I thought there was somebody else with him that was a talk host. No, the focus here is on arrests of Occupy Seattle folks.
I can tell you, speaking with some folks this morning, they're actually buoyed by how things are going. They've got a good vibe, they say, going here at Seattle Central Community College. Spoke with Arturo Mitchell. He works night security here at Occupy Seattle, making sure that there are no drugs or alcohol or bad behavior at the camp. He's been an occupier for 6 weeks now, and he likes what he sees growing here at Seattle Central.
The first day here, it was a little bit disorganized, and people were trying to figure out how to put things together, and now it's after 2 weeks of being here, everything's kind of come together. Everybody's gained some type of harmony, and the collective has grown.
Arturo tells me that he's more confident today that this camp and this movement will survive.
The park's full now. It wasn't, there's people on the edges of the park, you know, sleeping on the hills just to be part of this movement. There's people that come here saying they're from Spokane, they're from Bellingham, you know, they're coming from all the corners of Washington State to be here in Seattle to be part of this movement.
He says occupiers here are gaining strength from what they're seeing in New York and at other Occupy protests elsewhere, and he says their resolve gets stronger as they survive the pepper spraying and arrest by police.
It has built unity among the people who have been targeted in these marches and these protests. It's built perseverance and strive in these individuals.
You're busy, right? This is our way of presenting you as much information within the hour that you'd get by listening to talk radio programs all around the country all day long. And that was a focus on Occupy Seattle. The stories continue, and our conversation will continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.